Hi Chris, congratulations on a good performance on Friday against TNS. Was that one of the best performances you've been involved with the squad?
I think if you look from sort of a defensive perspective, yeah, I think we'd worked really hard in the week building up to it. The messages which were provided in training, I think we took on board really, really well, and I thought it was quite a mature performance.
Joel Edwards is out for a few weeks now. Where are we looking to fill in that gap now?
Well, we've got strength and depth in this squad. I think that's the great thing about the squad this year. You've got Kyle McCarthy, you know, who could slot back in there, and there's other boys who are flexible in that. And I think that we've really bridged the gap from sort of our second team lads sort of last year to this year. I think it's a much stronger squad.
Another fixture this weekend against Connors Quay. They've only conceded 2 goals all season. How are you looking to break down their defence?
Yeah, you know what you're going to get with Connors Quay. Really well set up, very good team, very good manager. But I think we go into the game with a lot of confidence in terms of breaking them down. You know, I think we've shown this year that we're good going forward. Likewise, we've been resilient at the back, so I think we can strike the right balance, and hopefully we can go there and get a positive result.
Cardiff only took 1 point from Connors Quay last season. What puts you in a better position now than last year?
I think the squad's improving. Definitely think as a squad we've improved from last year. I think we've matured. I think we've come to grips with the league. I think we've shown that we can adapt. So, you know, you've got to take confidence. I think in this league, it's all about momentum. And I think at the moment we've made a really good start. And let's see if we can take that into Saturday.
What are the goals for this season? Do you feel like you've got a squad good enough to bring home some silverware, whether it be in the league or domestic competitions?
No, we don't sort of look at things like that. You know, we take it a game at a time. I think you'd be silly or naive to sort of, you know, look that far ahead. We've got to take things a game at a time. We have our own sort of targets within the group, but we like to keep those to ourselves.